Yeah. If you find anyone, we'll keep them till 9 o'clock.
Come outside, leave them outside.
No, leave them here. Don't put them inside. Leave them here.
چلو
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ حی علی الصلاۃ حی علی الصلاۃ حی علی الفلاح حی علی الفلاح قامت الصلاۃ قامت الصلاۃ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لا الہ الا اللہ
سو استقیم واعتدل صفے درست کر لیں.
اللہ اکبر الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي وارحمني وأنت أرحم الراحمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Salman, sit quietly. Sit down. Whose faith, Iman, amongst the creations? Ye humne padha tha. Acha. We read that. 30. The Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Mu'ad, to Yaman Yabi Hamna, Mu'ad to Yaman, he said, how will you, O Yabi Purayacha? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala reported that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Muhajirun, there are five things with which you will be tested, and I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest you live to see them. Immorality. Glasses near corner. I don't have a glasses. No. Is it fine?
Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Muhajirun, there are five things with which you will be tested, and I seek refuge with Allah, lest you live to see them. Number one, immorality never appears among a people to such an extent that they will commit it openly. But plagues and diseases that were never known among the predecessors will spread among them. They do not cheat in weights and measures, but they will be stricken with famine, severe calamity, and the oppression of their rulers. They do not withhold the zakah of their wealth, but rain will be withheld from the sky. And were it not for the animals, no rain would fall on them. They do not break their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah will enable their enemies to overpower them and take some of what is in their hands, i.e. their possessions, unless their leaders rule according to the Book of Allah and seek all good from which Allah has revealed. Allah will cause them to fight one another.
Wait, do we understand this hadith? So this is all. This hadith also reminds me the ayah of the Quran. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ." And second ayah, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "أَلِفْ لَمْ مِمْ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ." Also related to this hadith. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. So these, basically this hadith speaks about the sins, about the sayyi'ah, the sinful act that the ummah will carry out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them. Like what has happened, you know, Allah has mentioned that there were some people, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً. They were living a peaceful, very good life. But then what happened? آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They were disgraceful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happened? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did? That Allah destroyed that nation. So likewise, sometime Allah tests the people, sometime, and then Allah, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that then there will be, if the ruler change and he decides to do justice amongst the people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the condition of the nation. The condition of the nation. So therefore, we must remind each other. فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. This is our responsibility. This is our responsibility. That when we see a brother, a neighbor, our son, our children, our neighbor, whoever not praying,
whoever not upon the deen, we need to remind them in order that this is first thing is compulsory, is upon us, is a da'wah, is upon compulsory upon us, that we remind each other, we give them da'wah. If we don't do this, then Allah will send the azab. And even if we remain steadfast on our deen, with the azab, we will also get wiped out. If Allah's azab comes, those the sinners, they will get wiped out, but those who are the practicing, remaining steadfast on deen, they will also get wiped out with them. Allah will not leave them, right? So therefore, my brothers, it's very important that in this time of fitna, we remind each other and we do da'wah work. We do da'wah work. We remind each other. فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Reminding each other benefit the Muslims, right? So therefore, try and give da'wah insha'Allah and protect ourselves from fitna, from sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Thank you.